with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we got Chaz in from Schmoes. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. And we're talking a little bit about maybe getting ready for Memorial Day. We haven't hit much of that yet. But one of the things that you can do is come out with some different seasonings when everybody rolls around. And you can kind of please everybody's palate. And Barbecue Bob had a little experience with that earlier this week when he put on a little barbecue for some guys. So
yeah.
What are you talking about?
And you know, I think we're always racking our brains trying to come up with the latest, greatest, or the most extravagant, or the coolest new way to. And sometimes it's more important that you work within a budget and that you do something within your skill set.
That's a bigger one.
Yeah.
You know, budgets, meat's meat. You're not going to go crazy.
Well,
but with budget's chicken
important.
Especially, but,
budget's important to a lot of people because.
Feeding a whole lot of people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And budget, I'm keenly aware of feeding a lot of people, and the budget plays into it, especially when you're trying to finish off your house. There's not much money for food in our house right now.
Yeah, I can tell you're wasting away to nothing.
I didn't say I didn't eat well.
Yeah.
Hey, kettle.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But so I had to feed these kids, and I bought a bunch of bags of skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
Great product.
It is fantastic.
Great product for the grill.
Well, there's a lot of reasons that skinless, boneless, or even regular chicken thighs are a great product. They're forgiving.
Yep.
And bone-in, I've told you this before, but bone-in thighs, I accidentally found out that you can burn them and they're even better.
Yep.
Because I, you know, dinked around and left them on too long and I was put my probe in there at 180. I was all mad at myself, and I put them on the table, and everybody's like, wow, these are the best thighs you ever made. Like, I'm eating them. I'm going, oh, you're right, because it breaks down that connective tissue. So thighs, actually, you know, we like to preach 165 on breasts, but thighs, no, I don't think so. I'm saying bring those babies up to 175, 180.
Well,
you're not going to hurt them.
You're talking about burning them, and you didn't. Burning and charring and dark and unedible. That wasn't what you're talking about. You left them on the fire too long.
Yep.
And because we usually pull at 165 because everything's cool then. You got no blood around the bone.
Well, but they were also a little darker than I was accustomed to. I was embarrassed. You know, I'm supposed to be this great grilling guy, and here I screwed up basic chicken.
Well, trust me. Some of us have been over to your house. We know.
Turn down the lights and pass another beer.
Right.
So, regardless if you have bone-in or boneless, skinless, I mean, for the easy way and I guess a more practical and versatile way, especially for the leftovers, skinless, boneless are great because you make up a bunch of them and then you throw the rest in a container, put them in the fridge. Now you've got great chicken for salads.
Right.
You can make chicken salad. You can simply reheat them like I did today and brought it in my little bag for lunch this afternoon.
Well, they stay moist.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
They're really...
It's really a dark meat, but it doesn't look like it. It looks kind of light. So I'm not a dark chicken or turkey fan at all.
Right.
But with these, I love them. So I made them for all these kids at the school, and I had about 35 pounds of them. And so I thought, well, I'm going to do three different styles because some people don't like this and that. So I did some that were, you had turned me on to Frank's sweet chili sauce.
Yep.
And it's fantastic. It's a
little bite to it.
It's a regular in my house now.
Right.
So I took a 10-pound bag and I marinated them in Charlie Jabor's shish kebab recipe just because it's a wonderful thing for almost any kind of meat you want to do.
You'll find that on thegrillingguys.com.
Yes. You will, and by all means, try it because I talk about it incessantly, but sometimes you have a go-to thing, and that's kind of what I was thinking and why I did these. It's like, let's not overthink things. You know, maybe you have a crutch. Maybe you have some favorite things you like to use that are easy, affordable, simple, your go-to, you know,
right.
something you can pull out in a heartbeat and you know it's good. You're not going to have a problem.
Right.
So I marinated 10 pounds of those, and then I got done with them and I thought, I'm just going to like brush a little bit of that Frank's sweet chili sauce on them just to give them a little sweet glaze. Oh my gosh, what a wonderful profile with that vinegar citrus marinade it had and then a little sweet chili on top. They were fantastic. I mean, that pan was emptied first.
Sure.
Because people are going back for seconds. So that was nice. And then another thing to do, that, like I did for Mother's Day, was some Hawaiian skewers. When I was stationed in Hawaii, we all had little hibachis. We brought them to the beach, and we did some teriyaki chicken. We'd put them on skewers. We'd put pineapple, onions, and peppers on them. And we just...
bell peppers.
Grill them.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
And those are always good. Well, I made them for Mother's Day, like I told you, and my wife said it was the best chicken she ever had. And I had to laugh because I'm thinking, okay, it's about the simplest thing I've ever grilled.
Right.
But she loved it, and that's all that mattered.
That is all that matters. And, you know, a variation of that is you can go to the grocery store, and the Lowry's marinades, you go to any big grocery store, there's 30 flavors of them up there right. on the shelf. There's one that's called Hawaiian.
That's, again, keeping it simple.
Right, keep it simple. There's one that's called Hawaiian. It's already got the fruit juices in it. It's already got a little garlic in it. It's a really good profile. A Ziploc bag with 5 pounds of skinless, boneless thighs. Put it in there. Put a bottle of that in there. Take the air out, right? And then so everything is submerged in the marinade. Do it today. Serve them tomorrow. You aren't going to hurt them. There's not enough acidic properties to that marinade. It's more of a sweet juice than it is the acidic from the citrus. And you'll be fine. Leave them overnight. And you're a hero. Because it's a really good flavor, and it's so simple to do for the holiday weekend.
And you've made up a good point. If it's not, you didn't make it up. You stated a good point. If it's not acidic, and you're talking about chicken doesn't marinate all that well.
Right.
It's got a lot of silver skin and fat and connective tissue and stuff that the marinade doesn't want to penetrate so much. It's the acids and stuff that want to penetrate. So it almost takes a day if it's a non-acidic marinade for that to penetrate. So I'd absolutely agree with you. And I think on this Hawaiian, I probably did it overnight. So I probably got 12 hours, which was just right. So, again, that's really just a good teriyaki marinade. I make my own up, and it's really simple. You take about 2 parts soy sauce, 1 part EVO, 1 part cider vinegar. You throw in a little ginger. I always throw in fresh garlic. I'm a little heavy on the garlic maybe. And then a couple teaspoons of sugar and some salt and pepper and just mix it up. Throw your chicken in that and just let it set. You can let it set overnight. You won't hurt a thing. And that was really good. So
and
I did
you'll
that.
Know if you've over-marinated chicken because the edge of it will start to turn a little bit white, almost like it looks like it's cooked a little bit.
Well, if it's an acidic marinade,
right.
it will.
And you aren't going to—that doesn't really hurt you, but cut it away before you cook it, I think, because it's just—it's not going to feel right in your mouth after you've cooked it. It's just going to have a different texture.
So Bob, what was the third one?
So the third one was barbecue. I just took one of my favorite barbecue rubs. And I just put rub all over these thighs, leave it alone, and I put them on my Grilla smoker, and I smoked them for about an hour and a half. And then I took some of my homemade barbecue sauce, dumped it in the tray because I had my serving trays, and so I put all those thighs in there. I buried it in barbecue sauce, brought it in, and it was beautiful. So easy. And that's the key. It's just so easy.
So let's talk about that a minute. You sauced them not any time during the cooking process.
No.
You had cooked them with a dry rub.
Just put it on.
Right? And then you put
it on
like
the back. I don't like sauce on my grill.
Heat that sauce off my grill.
Yeah. Right.
Heat that sauce off my
right.
grill.
Because
right.
it makes a mess.
It does. And there's no reason to have it on the grill.
No.
Right? Because, yeah, I guess some people say, well, I like it a little tacky, a little sticky. All that does is create a mess on your grill.
Yeah.
Not going to change the flavor. And the other thing is if you take it too far, it gets bitter quick.
Remember
you'll
the event we
sugar.
Worked when that guy, I won't say the grill he was manufacturing.
Yeah,
but
I understand.
When he dipped a raw chicken in the barbecue sauce and threw it on the grill, that was funny.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Right. Coming up next there might be some beer tours in Michigan that you'd like to take part in. And guess what? Chaz hits them all, so we're going to talk about them. Stick with us. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
to pack your bags.